And inflation. There was another bad report today. There's also, just for inflation specifically, even though the economy is trending in the right direction, there's also the news from his former chief of staff, Ron Klain, telling a group of people that he wished the president would get away from openings of bridges and get into supermarkets, talk about the price of eggs, talk about the price of milk. How's that landing?
I think you're right. I mean, I think the focus from Klain was not so much that he shouldn't talk about bridges reopening, but that that's not nearly as powerful a statement as it is to sort of talk about kitchen table issues for a lot of Americans right now. And there is real concern with inflation, which had been starting to come down, ticking back up a little bit today. This wasn't a good headline for the White House. The president says he still projects that there will be another rate cut before the end of the year right now. But broadly speaking, inflation has gone up approaching 19% since President Biden took office. He said today that when he took office, inflation was already skyrocketing. In fact, it didn't begin to skyrocket until he took office. A lot of that, of course, was the fallout following the pandemic. We're really still in the throes of the pandemic, but it is a real problem that the president is facing right now, with a majority of Americans saying that they do not trust or do not approve of his handling of the economy to this point.
Hey everybody, Tim Burchett, just leaving the floor after a big vote on FISA. It's called the rule, and they have to pass the rules of procedural mode before they can actually pass the bill. I voted no to take down the rule. And FISA, of course, is what they use to spy literally on American citizens. Stands for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And so what happens, very simply, say you have somebody working in at your house, on your roof, what have you, not an American citizen, and then they contact you on their cell phone, and basically they, because of that, they can follow you or investigate you or what have you without a search warrant. And when I asked, I was told by the State Department that in fact it was problematic to have search warrants on these cases. So and they obviously have a problem with our Constitution. So anyway, it's a tough day for democracy today, folks. And FISA needs to die. Thank you all very much for saying that.
You know, I will say this, Katie, it would be a powerful message for Republicans to deliver that House Republicans and Senate Republicans to point to Joe Biden's shortcomings and to say, here's all the things that he's not doing right in prosecuting a case against him. But I can tell you, Katie, that this House Republican majority is the least effective majority I've ever covered in my life. They cannot get hardly anything done. Just a few minutes ago, they failed to reauthorize or failed to clear a procedural hurdle to reauthorize the nation's surveillance programs. They've done nothing on the bridge in Baltimore. They've done nothing on Ukraine. They've done nothing on Israel. So usually when things are going well, that contrast that the House is passing things, the president is not taking them up, that's a well-worn construct for divided government. House Republicans are not really able to prosecute that case because they've been so ineffective, so inefficient, and so chaotic. But listen, I think what Klain said, what Ron Klain said, the former White House chief of staff, is right. If the president opening new bridges, and I'm not sure he's doing that as much as Klain thinks he is, but the president opening new bridges around the country is not as powerful when prices are of eggs are up 5%. I mean, there's no question about that. And there's very little that they can do that Congress and the White House can agree on to right the economy, to get people to believe that the president is doing a better job in the economy. And quite frankly, House Republicans aren't really ready to cooperate with the president on that. So I think that's the political backdrop that we're facing.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. President's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon. It's Wednesday, 10 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Yes, you heard it right. Katie Turin, MSNBC, actually talked smack about Biden's economy and fact-checked him on a bald-faced lie. Also, Jake Sherman, I know you're in the bubble. We like your coverage of the House, but it kind of shows your one side in this there. I'll get to that in a second. But, brother, eggs aren't up 5%. Groceries are up 21.1%. Peter Alexander of the White House correspondent, MSNBC, fact-checked the president. President said, no, inflation was really out of control at the President Trump. No, that would be incorrect. And Peter Alexander said that. Said, no, we checked. It started with Biden. Let's go back to this morning. Gasoline up 47.8%. Groceries up 21.1%. This is all from Biden's, the day of Biden's, the regime change, regime taking over in January 2021. Gasoline up 47.8%. Groceries 21.1%. Dining out 21%. Baby food 30%. Pet food 24%. Rent 21%. Electricity 28%. Gasoline 26.9%. Natural gas 26.9%, used cars 21%, airfare 33%, public transportation 22%, real average weekly earnings negative 3.9%. MSNBC saying agreeing finally with the war room, inflation really up total 19%. Actually, it's catastrophic. And now at least you got part of the mainstream media. I wish CNBC was like this, holding Biden accountable by Biden saying, no, President Trump, I was starting to really rip in President Trump's term. I just kind of stepped into it. No, Peter Alexander says, we checked. That's not true. Not true. All came Jordan, beginning with Biden and all this inflation, all the spending. It's the massive spending. It's the massive federal spending. It's not just the $7 trillion a year he's been spending and the $2 trillion deficits on top of it, the other $5 trillion for all this other madness. The refinancing of the debt now has inflation locked in. People under 35 or 40 are getting crushed. Working class people are getting crushed. On top of that, you've got an invasion of the southern border, another 10 or 12 million people driving wages down. And of course, you've got to pick up their health care. You have to pick up their education. You have to pick up the hospitals, all of it. All of it. You're going to have to pick up their retirements, too. That's to come. And of course, the crime and the social destruction. Having just approved a $7 trillion spending, Nancy Pelosi's bill, they upped it by $30 billion, got a $2 trillion deficit, didn't do one thing to secure the border. No, what they did is they put the rubber stamp on the woke and weaponize. Of course, Mike Johnson's got to get back in town. First thing he's got to do is try to jam through the deep state's version of FISA. We are joined here by Congressman Tim Burchett. Congressman, you're one of the people that stopped this. And Jake Sullivan says, well, the run against Biden, they haven't done it. He says, we don't want any of those things done. We consider them wins when they're blocked. So we're winning, Jake. Thanks for identifying that. That's that kind of neoliberal, neocon Jake Sherman, good guy, hustles around, gets a lot of scoops, but still in the bubble. Hey, they haven't done anything. Jake, those are wins for us, bro. Tim Burchett, Congressman Burchett from Tennessee, too. The second congressional district in the great volunteer state. You were a pretty big fighter on this FISA thing. Don't you want to protect America? Aren't you concerned about radical jihadists, CCP agents destroying the United States so we can listen to them? And haven't you been briefed by you must have missed your intel briefing, your deep state briefing, and your State Department briefing, sir.
Well, to quote my good friend Jim Jordan, he said that they didn't give us any one specific case. It's all just kind of big picture stuff. And when I'm told by a member of the State Department, and that is let me tell you what they are. They are a assistant secretary at the State Department that search warrants are problematic. Mr. Bannon, you know what's problematic to the State Department is our Constitution. I've said this before. Communism's alive in about four places in the world. China, Russia, Cuba, and the United States State Department. These folks want to tear this place down, and this is a clear example. This is what they tried to bring Trump down with, as you know, was this FISA deal. They were Carter Page, all that stuff. But let me explain to you real quick. Say the State Department, not State, but whoever wants to spy on you, an American citizen, Steve Bannon. So you got a guy who's cutting your yard, or maybe somebody work. You got a contractor who's got somebody working on your roof. And guess what? Maybe one of those cats is not an American citizen. And you were to call them, or they were to call you and say, Mr. Bannon, I need some more shingles. I'm going to run out and get some more gas. We got to mow the yard, whatever. And you say, okay, that's great. You go ahead. Well, your phone shows up on their dadgum phone record as an American citizen. They backdoor you through this guy or gal who's not an American citizen, even if they're here legally. Then they use that to spy on you. And they did that over 200,000 times. And I was actually proud of something CNN put out about me and said, Burchett stops the FISA, apparently the third person who did it. I hadn't talked to Luna or Gates, and they both said they were going to do it, and then I was the third. And so, but let me tell you, these folks are spying on American citizens. 200,000 times they did this. That, you know, that they were caught. So who knows? And this thing is just a wide open deal, and we've got to protect our Constitution. And
Hang on. You're MAGA. We're supposed to be authoritarians. We back Trump. We're part of the Trump movement. We believe in President Trump. He's supposed to be a dictator. We're all supposed to be neo-fascist. Why is it that we're fighting? This is what I'm saying. Why are we fighting to make sure that American citizens can't be spied on, but the pro-democracy movement, the freedom movement over there in the Democratic Party with the rhinos and Biden's White House and the Communist State Department, why are they pushing for warrantless FISA? Why are they pushing for something that's beyond the rule of law, brother?
Because ultimately, brother, the deep state has it in for us, and the deep state crosses party lines, and they know it. And they know if they can't get this in right now before Trump comes back into the White House, they're going to be, as they say, screwed and tattooed. They will be they'll be out. And they know they got to get this in. And the deep state's squealing like a stuck pig right now. And this is one of those instances where they're doing that. And you're right. They've got all the double secret briefings and trying to scare us all into everything. It's just a bunch of garbage. You know it.
I'm a simple guy. Here's what I don't get. Why is Speaker Johnson, he of the biblical worldview and put in by MAGA when McCarthy was tossed out, why is he carrying water for the said deep state, sir?
I have no idea. It's just beyond me. He was against it. He was against it. He was against it. And then all of a sudden, he goes in the room with them and, you know, it's like LBJ said, he didn't want to be vice president. It wasn't worth a bucket of warm spit. And they took him up to the Capitol and showed him all the lights of Washington, and he just bought it. And I guess that's what he's done, because there's no reason for this. There's no reason for this. Let's exert our constitutional authority. Let's start doing something. And, you know, one interesting thing, Mr. Bannon, one interesting thing about this is that, where is all the intel community, so to speak? Where are they out raising Cain about our border? Why are they not clamoring to shut our border down? That's where it's all coming over. I mean, we've caught terrorists. You've reported it. And no telling how many that they've gone through that we haven't caught. And we've got 140,000 red Chinese in our country. We don't know where they are. What do you think they're going to do when China moves on Taiwan under this weak presidency we got? It'd be like running through wet toilet paper. It's just beyond me, the whole thing.
I know you got to bounce. Can you hang on? We want to take a short commercial break. I do want to bring you back because I want to ask. You just got back from recess, and I want to ask about the great folks down in Tennessee, too, of what they're thinking of. So Congressman Burchett's going to hang. We got Congressman Bob Good. We've got a senior writer from the Daily Caller. We're packed this afternoon. We're going to take a short commercial break. Make sure gold bounces around another all-time high. Philip Patrick's going to join me on Saturday. On Saturday, we're going to do a special on coup d'etats, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Donald Trump, and also going to talk about turbulence and the age of turbulence and what you can do to hedge your financial future with that. And that is with precious metals and gold. Birchgold.com. /Bannatech to Philip Patrick and the team. Short commercial break. Burchett on the other side. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
This Saturday, just to say it again, this Saturday, we're going to have a special, worked on it a while. I want to thank the Real America's Voice team, coup d'etat. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi about the Kennedy assassination. We have the great Jeff Shepard, he of the books that talk about, and he was there in the White House, talks about Nixon, about the federal judiciary, the DOJ, the congressional committees that worked to get Dick Nixon out. It'll be fascinating. We have our own Mike Davis. We'll talk about President Trump because the historic trial kicks off as of now on Monday. We wanted to go through all this. And of course, Birch Gold presents Philip Patrick will be there. We'll talk about turbulence, what's in store for America as it gets even more turbulent because this will be a global TV event. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Make sure you talk to Philip Patrick. Also, I'm coming up with the fifth installment of The End of the Dollar Empire. That we're, this time we're going to focus on the central bank digital currency as the Federal Reserve focuses on that. The central banks of the rest of the world, the BRICS nation of the global south, are buying gold at record rates in 22, in 23, and now in 24. January 24 turns out twice as many gold purchases by the central banks of those countries than in December. Suck on that, okay? We'll talk all about it about Saturday. Don't want to miss a coup d'etat. Congressman Burchett, here we're interested in the grassroots, we're interested in the people. We're a populist nationalist show. We love the folks down in Tennessee, too. The 2nd Congressional District is the beating heart of this nation. You were just back from 2 weeks recess. What did they tell you while you were there?
They're worried about our border. They're worried about the state of our White House. And they're afraid that they'll try to steal this election from President Trump. And I told them we need to put as many points on the board as we can so they can't steal it. And one of the ways that that we'll keep them from stealing it is the good people in my friend Bob Good's district get out and support him and people that think like he does. He's clear. He's concise. He's a threat to the Uniparty. And that's why they're coming after him. That's why the Republicans are lining up against him, lining up against Eli Crane. They tried to line up against me and they couldn't find anybody. They're gutless and the party needs to, we need to have a house cleaning.
Congressman Burchett, where do people find you, your social media webpage, all of it?
Yep, at Tim Burchett on Twitter. Just come on, give me the Bannon bump. I love it. And then I appreciate everybody. We've got to take our country back, Mr. Bannon. Hey, pray for our country and get out and vote. Don't listen to those airbags on the View. Don't let them decide where our country's headed. Let Steve Bannon help you figure out how to get there.
Everybody upon his social media and Twitter, because we're so proud. The audience was missing you. They could only catch you when we did the clips on CNN. Just kidding. Congressman Tim Burchett from the 2nd Congressional District in Tennessee, the volunteer state. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bannon.
Bob Good.
See you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Good. Here's what I don't get. The first day back, we got trillions of dollars of deficits, inflation, CPIs blowing up. Everything's going on. Please help the audience explain why is the first thing Mike Johnson does is try to run a deep state deal on MAGA and on the American people. Just explain to us how that could happen. After all the work we got to do, all we got to do to get control of the budget, the new budget that's out, Ukraine's trying to jam down our throats. Why is the first thing you do to try to jam down a deep state FISA bill?
Because the intelligence community is lying to him. Chairman Mike Turner, the Intelligence Committee chairman, is lying to him. And they've convinced him that, you know, there's going to be the apocalypse if FISA is not reauthorized. It's set to expire April 19. The conservative constitutionalist position is let it expire if we don't have the appropriate reforms in place. And Johnson was a seven-year member of the Judiciary Committee, where he voted for the very reforms that we're trying to put in place now. And I don't serve on the Judiciary Committee, but as you know, you've got courageous conservative warriors led by Andy Biggs and Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy are part of that committee. And they've done great work to put the appropriate reforms in place that empowers law enforcement to do what they need to do, but puts a premium on the Constitution, a priority on Americans' constitutional liberties. And I think Johnson has just listened to the wrong people. He's been kind of co-opted by the deep state in this sense, and they've got the fear of in him. And unfortunately, he's on the wrong side on this issue.
We've been playing these cuts from over the weekend of Mike Turner saying that, you know, for those of us that oppose Ukraine, that oppose the FISA, that, and you got Zelensky saying it now, that we're basically stooges for Russian intelligence. What say you, sir?
What a terrible thing to say that, you know, just because you believe that we ought to, that we're MAGA, that America first, that our national security first, our border first, our fiscal and economic security first. We're a nation with $35 trillion in debt, a $2 trillion deficit, $200 billion a month. Every 3-4 months, we're adding another $1 trillion, $1 trillion in interest on an annual basis, that we don't believe we should borrow money and send it overseas, and we certainly shouldn't do it while we're not keeping the homeland safe and secure. What a terrible thing to say that that we are supporting Russia when we stand for America first.
Congressman, you're head of the House Freedom Caucus. People don't realize this, I think, a lot. We just finished the budget 6 months late. We're already in the middle of another budget process. You haven't, guys, agreed on top line number, but that's got to be done by September 30th, or we're in the Sierra game. Where does Freedom Caucus stand? Are we going to really get single subject and get all the amendments out, woke and weaponized, and get this deficit down to at least a path in the next 5 years to get to break even? Is that happening right now, to your understanding, sir?
No, it's not. And setting aside the policy principles, the things that we stand for and believe in, the things that we want to see change from a policy standpoint, the bottom line, Steve, as you know, if you're not willing to fight, if you're not willing to be tough, if you're not willing to have courage, if you're not willing to take risks, if you're not willing to say no to the White House and Chuck Schumer and walk away, then you're going to lose every time. And that's what's happened with the spending bill so far. So I've asked the speaker, what's going to change on September 30 when the fiscal year 24 funding expires, and we go into October 1 where the government would shut down unless you agree to do what the Senate and the White House want to do, or you walk away? That's 35 days before an election. And I've not gotten a good answer to that effect. There's no reason to believe we're going to fight then. But at a minimum, Steve, what we've got to do is not fund the government beyond, say, maybe February 1 or March 1 of next year, so that, God willing, President Trump in the White House, a Senate majority, a House majority, then we can impact the budget, cut our spending, take some steps to putting our house in fiscal order for the fiscal year 25. The worst thing we could do is to fund this government at the Pelosi, Biden, Schumer policies and spending levels that are bankrupting the country, which is what we did through September 30 of this year, to do that well in the next year and not let the American people's voice be heard if they give full control of government to the Republican Party, not let their voice be heard and impact how the budget is for next year.
Does Speaker Johnson understand that if we continue down his path, that because all the tax cuts of President Trump that drove the growth revert back in February,
right,
March of next year? Does he understand that he's setting us up for a train wreck, that we can't possibly, President Trump's not going to be able to implement the Trump growth policy that we had in 17, 18 and 19? Does he get that?
Well, you're exactly right. It was the Trump economic policies that were working, that were low taxes, less regulation, fair trade, and cheap, plentiful energy. Those were the four pillars of the Trump economy that we need to get back to, obviously. We can't just cut our way to fiscal stability. We've got to also grow our way on the economic side and grow the pie and so forth. So I would hope that Speaker Johnson does understand that. But what I think he also fails to understand is we're not going to win every fight, of course. We've got one half of one branch of government. We're not going going to get everything we want when we just have the House, but we ought to get some of what we want. And you lose every fight that you don't get involved with, every battle that you don't wage. And so he would be a hero to the American people if he tried and he was willing to throw down and go to the mat and rally the Republican conference and say to American people, we're standing up, we're fighting for you. That's the key to the majority. That's the key to motivating Republicans to turn out and vote for us, not surrendering, compromising, and doing what the Senate wants so we can have the seamless transition to, you know, the government staying open, the government showing we can work together and get things done and compromise. That is not the way to the majority.
Congressman Good, you're the leader, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. You guys are the fire breathers when it comes to kind of rational fiscal policy. Right now, I hear my sources tell me we have a majority of the majority against the $60 billion supplemental for Ukraine. If that holds, is Speaker Johnson still bound and determined to bring the Ukraine supplemental, the $60 billion, with, by the way, stealing the Russian people's money, converting it and destroying the dollar? Is he bound and determined to still bring it to the floor?
Well, I hope not. And I voiced that to him in a conference meeting this morning, that this is an issue that divides the American people. It divides the Republican voters across the country with a majority, I believe, against funding for Ukraine. I believe actually a majority of Republicans in the conference are against funding for Ukraine, let alone borrowing it from our kids and our grandkids. Not to mention, Steve, remember the promise that Mike Johnson made. He didn't want to use the spending battles, the appropriations process, to force border security. We had leverage. We had something that was a must-pass bill. We had to fund the government at some level at some point. We could have forced the Senate and the White House to take border security in order to get the money that they wanted. We gave Mayorkas a $3 billion raise. We gave him $3 billion more to bring more illegals in more quickly in the bill that just passed on March 22. So we didn't use the funding process, the appropriations process, but he promised we would use the supplemental process. And he literally said multiple times, the border's the hill we're going to die on. And I've asked him publicly and privately, what does that mean? How are we going to die on that hill if we're not even talking about the border when it applies to the supplemental right now? So I think it is unsustainable for him, a disaster for the American people, a disaster for the Republican Party, if we bring a Ukraine funding bill that's borrowed, that doesn't have any border security as sort of a negotiated trade-off. Again, I'm not going to vote for support for Ukraine. But would I, Steve, just to be transparent, if I had to choose between $60 billion borrowed with no border security versus $20 billion lethal only, where it's paid for and we cut funding elsewhere and we don't give them the money unless the border invasion numbers come down in order to get the money, I probably would vote for that.
Congressman, can you hang on 1 second? I know you're busy. I just want to give you a short break. I want to talk about the district, people in your district. We're always very interested here in the war room to see where people's constituents are. We're going to take a short commercial break. Coup d'etat on Saturday. Kennedy, Nixon, Trump, Corsi, Shepard, and Mike Davis. Also, Philip Patrick's going to join us. Brought to us by Birch Gold. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go right now. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team. Gold hitting highs every day. Short break. Good on the other side. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon for the free month of service. Put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon, SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Congressman Good, you represent Virginia 5. I think it's as close to God's country as one could get on earth. Great people, just absolutely stunningly beautiful. And I say that objectively, not with any bias as a native Virginian. You just got back from a two-week recess. What do the folks down there say about these national issues, sir?
We just finished a district-wide tour. We call it our Freedom Fighters Tour. We're doing another one at the end of April. We'd love to have you join us, as a matter of fact, Steve. But they're concerned about the border, number one. That is the number one issue in our district, just like it is across Virginia and across the country. Number two, they are concerned about the spending. They're concerned about their kids' fiscal future. They're concerned about the inflation they're suffering under, grocery prices, housing prices, utility prices, gas prices. They are also concerned about the funding for Ukraine. It's overwhelming. They don't want to borrow money and send it overseas to Ukraine. They want our border secured. Not one has told me they want FISA reauthorized without protecting their constitutional freedoms. And then the last thing I'd say, just like when you talk with Congressman Burchett, they're concerned about the election, the integrity of the election, and making sure that we win. They want President Trump back in the White House. They want Republicans in the Senate and the House that will work with him and give him the working majority that he needs in both houses.
And these are not close calls. These are, they're adamant about these issues and pretty much Absolutely. Almost unanimity, as close to unanimity. What does Speaker Johnson not get about that, sir?
Well, I think he wants those things. I think he cares about those things. Maybe not on the FISA, because, again, the intelligence community has scared him on there. But there's a difference between, you know, I often say, Steve, it doesn't matter what you believe if you're not willing to fight for what you believe. You're not willing to take risks and to be tough and to battle for it. There's good people we know who believe the right things. Maybe they're our neighbors, our family members, or we sit beside them in church on Sunday that we wouldn't necessarily choose to go into battle with to fight. And so we need a wartime speaker who realizes we are at war not only with the Democrat Party, who wants to destroy the country. These are Marxist communists who want to transform the nation into something unrecognizable. They're well on their way to doing that under 3 years of Joe Biden. But we are also at war, Steve, as you know better than anybody, for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. What are we going to be? The deep state, the establishment, the uniparty is striking back. They're trying to punish some of us who fought to change Congress last year and are trying to change Congress this year. You know, they're trying to primary us and to punish us for what we did. So we're in a fight for the soul of the party. We're in a fight for the country, and we need a speaker that understands that. It's a wartime speaker.
Love to go with you on the tour. How do people get to you, your website, social media, all of it, sir?
Good.house.gov for the congressional side, at Rep Bob Good, and bobgoodforcongress.com. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you so much, Congressman. Thank you for fighting
Thanks.
For us.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. One of the, I think, one of the best young writers and observers of all things on Capitol Hill, Reagan Reese, joins us from the Daily Caller. You had a great piece on FISA. It's enormously confusing, ma'am. So you can just explain to us exactly what in the hell is going on.
Yeah, and I think, Steve, it's only going to get more confusing over the next week. So I'll do my best. There are two proposed paths. One bill is the intelligence bill that privacy advocates really feel doesn't fix much, doesn't rein in FISA the way it should. And then there's the judiciary bill, and that's a little bit stronger. It has this warrant requirement. And so there are these two paths that Republicans are considering. Speaker Johnson brought Reforming Intelligence Securing America Act to the floor on Friday. We saw that today fail in the vote. And so now Republicans are at this crossroad. And Speaker Johnson is having his feet held to the fire. And you just heard it from the congressman that you had on their show. They're frustrated with how this FISA issue has been handled. To get more into the timeline, you know, in December, this extension.
But hang 1 second. I just want to make sure the audience understands. They voted down the rule today. I mean, this is like in the old days, this never happened. This is like unheard of. The leadership decided to go with the intelligence bill, and it didn't even get it got no traction. It didn't failure to launch. How humiliating is that? And do you think on the intel bill, they keep talking about these briefings they're getting from the CIA and state? Do you think they've come forward and made the case to either the conference or the American people of why the warrantless one is necessary, besides some kind of talk about, you know, jihad attack. And look, we're as big an anti-jihadist as you can get, but we haven't heard the argument yet. Have you heard it? Do you think they've made a case? Because this was a humiliation today for Republican leadership and particularly for Speaker Johnson.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to catch up with Congressman Biggs yesterday, and he talked about this very thing. He felt like they were only hearing from the intelligence side of things, that they were only hearing from the FBI and CIA, and that they weren't hearing from organizations like on the civil liberties front of this. I spoke to a few of those organizations, both on the right and the left, who are making a pitch to congressmen on why they should strike down FISA. The ACLU, you know, a left-leaning organization, traditionally a civil liberties organization, has been fighting against this extension of FISA. And so that was something that I've heard on Capitol Hill, was that congressmen didn't feel like Speaker Johnson was playing both sides of this argument in bringing in people on the civil liberties front to talk about different sides of these issues, why FISA should just be struck down as opposed to really reined in and given reforms.
Reagan, here's also, I think, what's confusing. Every day on Morning Joe and in the New York Times and Washington Post, MAGA and America First, we're called the white supremacists, the white nationalists, the fascists, Trump's a fascist. How is it that America First and on our side of the football, we're fighting for civil liberties and we're fighting with the ACLU to make sure you at least have to have a warrant? Yet the people that are the pro-democracy movement and all about freedom and group hugs, they want to be able to spy on American citizens without the basics of just getting a warrant. How did these two sides get flipped?
That's another good question. I think one source described it to me as, this place is about to combust. It's delicate, and they're just going at each other, arguing about this. You know, this should be an easy win for Republicans, and I find it really interesting and curious that they haven't been able to come together on this. I mean, former President Donald Trump today put out on Truth Social, kill FISA. He is, you know, the so-called leader right now of the Republican Party. You know, they should be uniting behind him and kind of, you know, have a united front on what this bill should look like, what they should do on this issue. But instead, they're fighting on how to even handle the whole issue.
How do we, so for Johnson, this is a major defeat when you vote down a rule. What are your sources telling now? Are they going to regroup? Are we going to see this again next week? Are they going to rethink this? Because the clock is ticking on FISA. Plus, you got the entire Ukraine fiasco. His speakership, you said it's about to combust. His speakership hangs in the balance, does it not, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, Speaker Johnson's in a really hard spot. MTG wants him out. You know, there's a one-seat majority in the House. Republicans are getting frustrated. And like the congressman just said, I think you played some clips of the media saying, have Republicans in the House been able to get anything done? And so, you know, if he can't figure out a way to rein in FISA and, you know, get Republicans on the same side of this, you know, worst case scenario, that maybe FISA is extended, that's going to be a huge loss for Speaker Johnson, and he's going to be facing even more criticism than before. And so, you know, even yesterday we saw with all of the chaos with the Mayorkas impeachment drama, you know, Speaker Johnson is in a really tough place. I think he has his back to against the wall, and we've heard that from lawmakers both in my story and right here on your show right now.
Reagan, where do people go? Your reporting on this is fantastic. Where do people go over the Daily Caller to get you, and where do they get you on social media?
Yeah, dailycaller.com. I'm the White House correspondent covering a bunch of stuff, Washington and White House. And then ReaganReese_ on Twitter.
Reagan, thank you so much for joining us. Great reporting. Look forward to having you back. We told you it was going to be intense. It is intense. This was an epic fail today. When you bring it up, when you bring it up for the rule, you got to be able to pass it and get to the, I mean, leadership has to have this thought through to know they got the votes. And this is another fiasco. So it's starting off. I got to tell you, Johnson, I'm hearing this from a lot of people now. They're just saying, hey, does this guy have it? does this guy have the right stuff that he can push this thing through? I don't see anybody buckling on this because this is fundamental to the deep state. We can they had 200,000 violations, 200,000 times warrantless. They haven't made the case. I don't think they're making the case even behind closed doors. You haven't seen any of the congressmen that oppose this. And most of these are national security hawks like Matt Gaetz. You haven't seen these guys come forward and said, hey, I've seen something so compelling that I would agree to allow, you know, with the State Department and the deep state and the CIA and the DNI and DIA, what they all want, which is this warrantless aspect of it. With Jim Jordan, you heard Burchett say at the beginning, Jim Jordan said, hey, they haven't come forward and shown us one example. So I don't see that buckling. And I don't know how this FISA thing is going to play out. Remember, I don't know how they asked for another extension. Johnson asked for another extension. So this is their regrouping. I don't believe they'll come back this week. I don't know. We're going to check. But you saw Burchett. You saw Good. These guys are dug in. And that's going to be maybe for next week. On the Ukraine side, this is what Turner and these guys are doing that now people have turned on them. And you just heard Bob Good could have not been any more brutal about a fellow member of the conference, or particularly a guy that's a committee head. You know, Turner has essentially said that everybody, including Warren and the Warren posse, that anybody that's talking about the fiasco in Ukraine or is against the Ukraine funding is basically channeling a Russian disinformation or propaganda. Zelensky came out and said, this has infected the Republican Party. No, we have the facts. We have had the facts from the beginning. We're the ones that told everybody, hey, guess what? They're not going to win the spring offensive. They're not going to win. They're not winning on the battlefield. The people of Ukraine really don't support this. That's why they can't get any the 500,000 troops, combat troops they need. They can't get it from their own population. Why? The mothers and fathers of those young men and women are saying, you're not going to do it to our kids. You're not going to do it to our kids because we don't see what the strategy is for victory. So let's go cut a deal. Now, what you're having is Republican congressmen in positions of authority, like Turner's Intelligence Committee. Oh, yes, it's Russian disinformation. These are empirical facts. And we're not being spun by all your broad, happy talk. Remember, every time these guys talk, it's some broad general. We're fighting for liberty, freedom, all that. No. Let's get down to the basics. We want to see the receipts. It's $2 trillion deficit. You got $1 trillion defense budget. That's more than enough money. There's no supplemental. There's no more money for Ukraine. And particularly given what the BRICS nations are doing in trying to get off the dollar as a prime reserve currency, will send our finances into chaos. As much as we ought to rethink Bretton Woods, we have to do that in a systemic way. We cannot just let it collapse. And that's what's happening right now, the de-dollarization effort by the BRICS nations. That's why they're buying gold at record rates. What they're trying to do now is something that's never been even conceived of. We freeze assets all the time. We freeze the assets of the mullahs in Persia. Biden just bled some out to them, which we shouldn't have done. We froze them. This is not freezing. This is seizing, stealing, and taking the Russians' people's money. It's not Putin's money. It's the Russians' people's money. This is the nation of Russia taking their money, stealing it, converting it, and giving it to Zelensky because they can't get enough money through the House because we're blocking them. These people are corrupt, and even more than being corrupt, they're totally incompetent. This thing is a fiasco, but we're going to take a hard line because Jake Sherman's wrong. Jake, all those things you said not getting done, we consider those victories. Those are wins, baby. Okay, short commercial break. By the way, if you like the geopolitics, you like Jim Rickards, I love having him on the show now, a contributor. He's got his newsletter, Strategic Intelligence. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. Check it out. RickardsWarRoom.com. Go check it out. Short break. Back in a moment. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Stick around at 6 o'clock. We've got them stacked up more than flights over LaGuardia. It's going to be pretty intense, but we're going to get through it all. I commit to you, a big day on Capitol Hill on the first day back. Like I said, a firefight over FISA. And this is not going. Remember, this is one we have to win. This gets to the core of the deep state. They just can't go spying on the American people. And you got to ask yourself over and over and over again, if we're the fascists and we want state control, then why are we fighting to take power away from the state, power that they desperately want and need? All those bozos you see on Morning Joe every morning, all the guys from the Council on Foreign Relations, all of them, oh, you have to have this. Like, they're so concerned about the defense of the country. These are guys who have sacrificed so much for the defense of this country. HomeTitleLock.com. Make sure the combination of artificial intelligence and cyber, these cyber attacks from state and non-state actors, can't get into your title. Remember, your title insurance does not cover this. That's why we want you to go to HomeTitleLock.com and just immerse yourself. Immerse yourself in the information. Find out about it. See what your risks are. Assess it. Put in promo code Bannon. You get the first month free. But talk to the folks. You can get them online. Talk to them. Get all the details. HomeTitleLock.com. Like I said, Saturday, this show, coup d'etat. We talk about Kennedy. We talk about Nixon. We talk about Trump. We got Jerome Corsi. We have Jeff Shepard. We got Mike Davis. This is going to be intense. Spent a lot of time putting this together. Want to thank Real America's Voice and, of course, Birch Gold for being our sponsors on this. Really appreciate it. It's going to be quite intense. Crom Carmichael, Salty, we need our lion hearts with lion hearts at the ramparts, not repairing in hospital beds. How do we do that, sir?
Steve, thank you so much. And that's a great lead-in to this wonderful, wonderful product called Salty. We've been making the active ingredient in Salty for over 20 years. I've been taking that active ingredient myself for that entire time, and my cholesterol dropped from my bad cholesterol from 130 to 89. My blood pressure's in great shape, and my cardiovascular system works beautifully. And I want to talk about why that's so, and that is that what we do in Salty is we take a particular molecule in fresh green tea called theophylline. And that is a very, very healthy molecule. It resides in fresh green tea at a 1% concentration. We extract that and we create a blend with a 22% concentration. And then we take that with polyphenols and catechins, and we put that in the soft gels that go in the Salty bottle. People take two of those a day, and it will strengthen their cardiovascular system, help them maintain cholesterol. And a strong cardiovascular system is good for your entire body. It's good for your brain. It's good for your energy. It's good for everything, because if your cardiovascular system is clogged up, then you're just not going to be healthy, and you're not going to be you're not going to have energy, and you're just going to feel lousy. And the posse needs to have energy. That is for sure. And the way to get Salty is to go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com, and then use the code WARROOM at checkout. And what you do is you then get you get half price. You get 50% off on your initial shipment. And then on an ongoing basis, you get three bottles for the price of two. That's warroomhealth.com, warroomhealth.com, and use the code WARROOM at checkout. And Steve, I greatly appreciate the work you do. I love listening to your show. And thanks so much for letting me tell the posse about Salty. Well,
Crom, the feedback we have from the posse on Salty is unbelievable. So thank you for making it available to our audience. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Remember, all of our content's free. Go to worm.org. You got to get on the Daily Command list. It's amazing how they put this together now. It's just stunning. Also, on the 18th, free, thrown in a free meal, too, at the Ahern Hotel all day, Gladiator School number 2. So go check it out. Grace Chung's running the deal with Mo. Go to our website right now. Sign up. I think we're close to selling out. We've only been talking about this a couple of days. We want everybody in the region and the area that can make it there. You're going to love it. We're going to announce the speakers. I think a couple by the end of the week, the rest by early next week. You're going to love it. Totally free. Go. Gladiator School Part 2. We're testing out test modules. Mike Lindell, big news in the Supreme Court. What do you got for us, brother?
Well, the Georgia GOP just signed an amicus brief, basically blessing our case. So that's awesome. Arizona's following suit, and we hope that every state follows suit. This is so important to our country.
Hold it. Hang on. Arizona, I can see. But how does Georgia, Roethlisberger, Kemp, these guys hate you. They hate Trump. They hate MAGA. How did you get that out of them?
Well, this is the GOP. This is the 168, everybody. Josh McCone, he's a hero. And this is he's the chairman. And this is the 168. Remember, everybody, the 168 voted 168-0 last summer to paper ballots, hand counted, no machines, same day voting. So, and there's stuff coming out of the RNC, by the way, a guy named Charlie Spies, who's an attorney there, pushing back on stuff. Well, you know what? You're a lawyer. You should be gone. You should have been gone a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned. I am tired of people that push back when they've already said, hey, we got your back, everybody. Let's secure our election platforms. Great people in Georgia. They are heroes. That Josh McCone, absolute hero. And we hope that there's many more heroes just like him that follow and file amica briefs across the country. Remember, everybody, this is going before the Supreme Court for consideration April 19th, just a couple of days after our event next week. April 19th, everybody. So let's pray they accept it, and then we save our country.
Give me a deal. You got 60 seconds before I go to our 6 o'clock show on Lindell TV, produced by Real America's Voice. Give me a deal in the 60 seconds you got, brother.
Okay, everybody, War Room Posse, we've got our $25 deals. Here's two for $25. You got With God All Things Are Possible, the American flag. You go to the website, all of the deals are there. But here's what we've done exclusively for the War Room Posse. Free shipping on your entire order. We brought that back just for the War Room Posse. You got the $9.50 slides that came in, the white slides, the white men's slides. Get those. Your shipping's free. You can't beat that anywhere in the world. And the premium pillows, any size, any loft level, $25. The six-pack towel sets, all of these specials that are out there, we've added one more for the War Room Posse, free shipping on your entire order. And I'll tell you, Steve, they've took advantage of this. And right there you see my store. Go to mystore.com. I just had a big meeting day with over 1,000 entrepreneurs, and they all thank the War Room Posse. Mystore.com, use that promo code War Room.
Mike Lindell, thank you. Short commercial break. The second hour, more intense than the first. Stick around for the second hour, late afternoon, early evening of the War Room. See you back here in a moment. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off.
if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.